The concept of an intergovernmental organization, unifying the nations of the world to promote peace and cooperation, is a product of the tragedy of the First World War and the subsequent efforts of global leaders towards a harmonious global order. This concept materialized into what was then known as the League of Nations, an entity that served as a precursor to the United Nations, which presently takes the mantle in fostering international cooperation. The League of Nations was established on January 10, 1920, after the Treaty of Versailles, the peace agreement marking the definitive end of World War I, entirely came into force. It was American President Woodrow Wilson who proposed the idea of an international agency that would bridge any disputes peacefully, thereby limiting the risk of other devastating global conflicts. Despite being Wilson's brainchild, ironically, the United States did not join the League due to the Senate's skepticism of getting involved in foreign disputes. The foundational principle of the League was to ensure the security of its member nations through collective security. It aimed to provide stability by arranging arbitration between nations when conflicts arose, implementing sanctions or diplomatic pressures onto the aggressor states, and if necessary, deploying military force. Although the League marked an important milestone in international diplomacy, its effectiveness was often questioned. The absence of several of the world's most influential powers, including the United States, Soviet Union until 1934, and the Axis powers, significantly hindered its ability to enforce decisions. The League lacked its military force and had to depend on its member states, causing issues when confronting countries like Italy and Japan, who openly defied the League's authority during the interwar period. In the spring of 1936, the League's authority was further undermined when Germany, under Adolf Hitler, reoccupied the Rhineland against the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. The League's passivity in preventing the event cemented its image as a toothless body incapable of deterring aggression. Within a few years, the world was once again plunged into war, which ultimately led to the League's dissolution. This is not to say that the League was wholly ineffectual. It achieved significant success in non-political issues. For example, the League's health organization, the forerunner of the World Health Organization, made significant strides in treating and researching epidemics. Its refugee organization facilitated the resettlement of almost 500,000 World War I refugees, and the Opium Convention of 1925 led to the control and limitation of narcotics production. In 1945, during the closing stages of World War II, representatives from 50 countries gathered in San Francisco for a conference where they drafted the United Nations Charter. This marked the transition from the League of Nations to the United Nations, which was deemed a successor that learnt, adapted, and improved based on the League's shortcomings. In summary, the League of Nations represented an unprecedented attempt at unifying countries under a common goal of collective security and peace, though it fell short due to its lack of enforcement and exclusion of major global powers. However, despite its collapse, the League's experiences provided essential lessons for the formation and structure of its successor, the United Nations, which continues carrying the torch of promoting peace and cooperation worldwide.